Today is an exciting day to get to share a little bit of the history that I've always wanted to know about your accounting firm, TAG. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, Wes. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about that. You guys have been here since 1963. There's some good beginnings you want to speak on, I know.
Yeah, well, my father was a CPA for a little over 60 years. Of course, growing up in Monroe County and having a bunch of brothers and one sister, he really didn't know what he wanted to do when he got out of school. Tried his hand at working on some telephone equipment up in Michigan for a while. Came back home, realized Michigan wasn't for him, so he decided to go to Bowling Green Business College and become an accountant. Or as my Uncle Joe used to say, my father made an accountant. And I always made the joke that out of all the boys, we were all the dumb ones. We became the accountants. The rest of them became lawyers or, you know, or something else. It takes a little bit more brain power. But after he got out of school, which now became Bowling Green Business College, is now called Western Kentucky University. But when he got out of school, he went to work for Kenneth Bell for a while and then started working for Hubert Gregory as an accountant and got a CPA, and the rest is history. We've gone through several different name changes over the years. Partners have come and gone, some have retired, and some have started their own firm. But there has been a core here with John Taylor and Freddie Polson for since right after the Vietnam War. So we've got a lot of experience. I worked with my father for 25 years up until the day he passed, which was two Junes ago. And he's left a great legacy of proper business practice, how to take care of the client, and what's truly important to people. And a lot of people will say certain things are important to them, but my experience has been that health and money are two of the most important things while they're living. And so we take our job seriously and our services to the community seriously.
So going through the generations like that over some almost 70 years now, talk about what is different in 2024 for an accounting firm than it was, say, in 1985.
Yeah, well, you know, accounting itself has been around for 600-700 years. The story goes that the Medici family in Italy was doing so much trading in the Mediterranean that they had to have a way of keeping track of who owed them and who they owed. And so double entry bookkeeping was created by the Medici family. Of course, they made so much money in trading that they worked their way into royalty, and the Medici family has actually been credited with the creators of modern day double entry bookkeeping, which is now metamorphosized into what we call accounting. And accounting now is, you know, encompasses many different services, everything from simple bookkeeping to tax work, all the way through auditing financial statements for large corporations and governmental organizations. So we have all kinds of different ways to apply the profession, whether it just be a tax accountant or whether it be a financial planner, cost accountants, people that work for a large industry or private enterprise. Our industry and our type of accounting practice is geared more towards assisting the small business and that individual taxpayer. There's a lot of those clients, you know, around South Central Kentucky because there's a lot of good, hardworking people that are located in this area. They have the entrepreneurial spirit, and so good for us that we do have that client base and able to help. But our approach has always been to look at accounting from, and our practice from, really a three-pronged approach. Number one, we want to make sure that compliance is number one, the first key, because if someone makes a bunch of money and they have a good lifestyle, it's not going to do a whole lot of good to have all that money if your bank accounts are frozen or you're in jail. So compliance is first. Secondly, we want to ensure that nobody's paying more than their fair share of tax, but we want to make sure that people are in compliance with the tax code. So we look for tax savings in any legal way that we can, and we try to apply those savings to some sort of financial plan for the future growth of the business, which leads me into the third prong, and that's really, how do you improve on your current standing in your operations or in your business? And the only way you know how to do that is with information. So we provide information and financial statements and advice on how to scale, how to hire, what the timing of those activities may be. So we can really help once we get compliance and tax savings in place. Then we're really going to focus on how to scale and grow the business. And so that's really kind of our philosophy on how we're going to approach small business. And that's one of those things that my father has, as part of his legacy, is that's the approach that he took, and we've been taking now for 60 years. That is something that is not going to change when faced with how changes in the marketplace may change, or the economy, or how operations, business operations may change, those approaches are things that are always going to be consistent for us, because we have found that those have led to the most successful outcomes for our clients.
Being a business owner, what does it mean to get recognition for something like Best of the Barron's for you and for the people that work here every day?
Yeah, it's great. And I'm sure most people feel this way in any profession they have. Sometimes you feel like it's a thankless job. And, you know, the things we do are not seen and are not obvious to people when we're finished with them. There's a lot of work that goes into a final product, and it may be two pieces of paper, or it could be a single report. And really, the only thing that's important to them is the first line of the report. The rest of it is just the proof. But all the work goes into creating that document, creating those reports for people. And our work is sometimes not seen immediately. So it's nice to know that there are people, and the public in general who we serve, are appreciative of the work that we do. And because we do try. We try to be responsive to the customer's needs. And it's nice to be recognized for that. It's great.